We're back with the Morning Review on KPFK Radio, 90.7 FM in Los Angeles and 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and I'm Aisha Mason. I want you to imagine that you live in suburbia. There's green grass and manicured lawns and open space. And the city of L.A. has just rezoned your area for new development, and your beautiful neighborhood is going to bring new business and new jobs. Sound good? Well, wait a minute. On a closer look, heavy metals, chemical contamination, radiological contamination may be just beneath the surface of the soil. What would you do? My guest is Bonnie Clear, who's a resident of West Hills, who has lived two blocks from the Hughes Raytheon property for 37 years. She is a former aerospace worker, a cancer survivor, and a community activist. Bonnie Clear was named Woman of the Year by Senator Sheila Kuehl in 2008. Also joining us is Michael Collins, who is an award-winning investigative journalist who specializes in environmental issues. Southern California outlets for his work have included the L.A. City Beat, Valley Beat, Ventura County Reporter, Pasadena Weekly, L.A. Weekly, and the Los Angeles Magazine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This story just recently appeared in the LA Weekly the first week of March. Thank you, Michael, for writing it.
Right, thank you.
And I was pretty stunned. Bonnie, it's a scary story about land that's located at Corporate Point at West Hills. Can you tell us exactly where that is and then give us a bit of history about the land that's in this community?
Yes. Corporate Point is the former Hughes Raytheon property. And it was Canoga Park, and then it was renamed to West Hills. And this property is at the end of Fallbrook and Roscoe, and it adjoins the former Chatsworth Reservoir. Actually, in its heyday, it was right next to, on the border, with our drinking water. And in the early days, this was owned by Bunker Ramo, and then Hughes. Then they leased land to Boeing, and Atomics International did nuclear research there. So it has a very long history, and I believe they started building maybe around 1959, actually. We have photographs, and that's when it was built. And they did top secret research there, and I actually have some neighbors who worked there who all died of cancer. And when they left the company, they left with lifetime secrecy. So we may never know really what they did.
Now, Michael, you've been doing environmental reporting for a long time. Can you give us a little bit of the history about Rocketdyne and Raytheon that used to be on this property?
Absolutely. Rocketdyne and Raytheon are big aerospace industry companies, and in the process of working on this property throughout the years, according to the Los Angeles Regional Water Quality Control Board, the groundwater...
Michael, can you speak up just a little louder?
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
The groundwater under Corporate Point has some forms of trichloroethene, dichloroethene, chromium, freon, radium, uranium, a lot of contaminants very close to or exceeding the maximum contaminant levels for the local water board, which is exactly what it means. What we're seeing today and what happened on February 26th is Los Angeles City planning officials went ahead and rezoned this property from agricultural to light manufacturing. And through the arcane rules of zoning, what that means is that the standards for environmental cleanup at a site like this are greatly reduced. And this is what folks like Bonnie find so troubling. For example, in 1990, there was uranium found in the groundwater at this site. Bonnie has been on government officials about this a lot. One of the isotopes of uranium, uranium-238, which has a half-life of about 4.5 billion years, the new standards officially relax what we consider the maximum contaminant value for this radionuclide by over 32,000 times. There's a chemical in the groundwater, dichloroethene, out at the site that it's highly flammable. It's colorless, and but if you breathe a little of it, it will cause sedation and inebriation and convulsions and spasms and unconsciousness. Now, this particular chemical in the groundwater is found in a well right in the middle of where new construction of two tall buildings will take place. Now, the well is capped. The water isn't used. But what we have here is a site-wide problem with contamination. The LA Weekly was able to obtain a January 30th, 2008 report from the state last year that showed that arsenic, which is a toxic heavy metal, had impacted the sewer line under Corporate Point site-wide, and that the storm sewer system hadn't been investigated. According to this report, it says key points where runoff could carry contaminants and where leaks are more likely to occur may need to be tested. Now, you might expect that with an aerospace property, but what you wouldn't expect, and what the Weekly didn't expect, and I'm sure Bonnie Klee doesn't like, is the fact that in the process of construction on this property, an environmental impact report will not be required. That was the decision made by the City of Los Angeles on February 26th out in Van Nuys. And that combined with the lower standards for radionuclides, chemicals, heavy metals, volatile organic compounds, which can vaporize in the soil and collect in buildings, which is a concern at this site, all of those have been relaxed.
Now, Bonnie, you've been involved in this site and researching it and in a campaign around getting environmental issues addressed here for 14 years.
Yes.
Why have you committed so much of your life to this? It's pretty personal for you.
Well, it is. In 1995, I was diagnosed with bladder cancer, and bladder cancer is environmental or it's occupational, or if you've smoked your whole life, you can get bladder cancer. And I had one single solid tumor indicating environmental exposure, as they found in the studies of the Japanese in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And so in 1995, I did a Freedom of Information request. I had met some of the activists who were working on the Santa Susana cleanup. And what alarmed me was my particular census tract was high. It was the highest census tract for bladder cancer in all of Los Angeles. It was 50% higher in three different cancer studies done from the Cancer Registry. So I did a Freedom of Information request to the EPA, and they sent me over 1,000. They did it by accident. They sent me over 1,000 pages of environmental crimes. So I sat down and read that, and I was just astounded. Here, two blocks from my house where I raised my children, and three cancer studies later, this census tract is still higher. And in 1997, I went to the planning committee in Van Nuys. I was the only person there, and I had copies of a RCRA report which detailed the environmental contamination, and I handed it to every single person on that planning committee. They didn't know anything about it. Absolutely did not know this was a brownfield. And so I gave them a copy, and they said, oh, well, we should keep an eye on it. We should watch anything that comes across the desk on this property. And then at that time, it was purchased actually by the City of Los Angeles from Hughes, and they purchased it for $1 million, and that was backed by former Councilman Hal Bernson and Mayor Reardon. And they purchased it through a community job saving fund, something like that. It was purchased by the city, and they in turn sold it for $1 million to Coast Bank.
Now, Bonnie, my understanding is, let me just repeat this. So when the city rezoned this land a couple of weeks ago, they also said that no environmental impact study was required because the way it was rezoned doesn't necessitate that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So how's your community come down around this issue? I mean, what's their response?
Well, I'll tell you, the community was looking at more at the building heights and the position of the buildings and the parking garages by their houses. They were looking at that, and they said, well, Bonnie, you do the environmental. So I stood alone in speaking to the committee on the environmental issue, and it just wasn't enough. And the Trammell Crow people, they were bragging. They said, we only had 6 people at the hearing, and they had like 30, and we were outnumbered. And I think that the whole thing was planned anyway. I don't think there was any chance that we could overturn that zone change. And I clearly got up and I spoke at the mic on the conditions and that we had a high cancer rate surrounding this one particular corporate point.
Michael, how do you account for the lack of community engagement around this issue? I mean, I'm hearing her say the cancer rate was 50% higher.
Yes, I would actually blame us in the media because we have not paid attention to this issue closely enough. I'm one to blame. Bonnie told me about this issue years ago, but in dealing with other environmental issues, it came to be at this time that we finally got to it. So a lot of folks are concerned about the property values, and that's understandable. But, you know, if you have a site like this that is not fully characterized and you go and do major construction and you have dust made airborne and it lands on neighboring properties, this particular property is surrounded on three sides by residential neighborhoods. I think you're going to have more to worry about than just property values. So I think more attention has been paid to a site that's about 3-4 miles away called Rocketdyne Santa Susana Field Laboratory that Bonnie just referred to in 1959. That site had a partial meltdown and was worse in terms of letting loose into the environment deadly radionuclides than even the Three Mile Island meltdown in 1979 in Pennsylvania. However, that site, under the direction of Governor Schwarzenegger, will be cleaned up to the highest possible standards, agricultural residential standards, when it comes to determining what levels of chemicals and radionuclides we leave in the soil and water. What's interesting is, and disheartening to folks like Bonnie, is that once that site is cleaned up to the very stiffest standards, it's going to be left fallow as just open space. Here what we have is a zoning change to light manufacturing, which loosened the standards by thousands of times depending on what the contaminant is, and then building will take place. And so I blame the media. I think that the city and Mayor Villaraigosa's business team has not, which is responsible for promoting business throughout the city, and they're very strongly behind this project. I don't think that they've really done due diligence in researching what is wrong with this place. Now, after planning, the process moves into a so-called PLUM committee, or Planning Use Management Committee of the LA City Council, and all 15 LA City Council members will be able to vote on this project. And as I understand it, Bonnie's taken her campaign to get the city to just hold on a second and take a closer look at this property.
Michael, we're almost out of time. I want to make sure listeners know how to reach Bonnie and you if they want to know more or get involved around this issue. So what, Bonnie, how do they contact you?
I'm in the phone book, actually. Have been there for many years. Or if you want, I can give my phone number.
Your number or your email? What's best?
Well, I'll do my email.
Okay.
How about if we do that?
Uh-huh.
It's Bonnie1, the number one, B-O-N-N-I-E, and the number one, at DSLExtreme.com.
All right, so Bonnie is Bonnie1, the number one, at DSLExtreme.com. And then, Michael, your website is EnviroReporter.com.
It is EnviroReporter.com. You can come to EnviroReporter.com, EnviroReporter.com. You come to our site, you'll be linked right through to the LA Weekly article, which, of course, you can go to the LA Weekly article to look for this piece. And what we have on EnviroReporter.com is our maps and figures, documents and links, and a lot of photographs. We back up everything we write.
All right, we got to go, but I really want to thank you both for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us on the air.
Well,
my guests have been Bonnie Klee, who's a resident of West Hills and an activist, and also Michael Collins, who is the publisher of EnviroReporter.com. His article in the LA Weekly was San Fernando Valley's Galaxy of Chemical Goo, and you can find that on the LA Weekly website. I want to thank all of you for joining us this morning. I'm Aisha Mason, and you've been listening to The Morning Review on KPFK Radio, 90.7 FM in Los Angeles and 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. I want to thank our producers, Candace Carnicelli and Alan Minsky, and our engineer this morning is Jose Juan. Stay tuned for Sonali Kohatkar and Uprising. May your every breath be for peace.